There's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim that many of us are familiar with. Yushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra layachdav. Yushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra layachdav. Like a city that's brought together. I want to speak a little bit about the unity of Yushalayim. I want to speak a little bit about some implications, some things we learned from this pasuk, and to try at least a little bit to give some unique, an important insight or two about what it means to be connected to Yushalayim, what Yushalayim represents, and what role it really plays. We all know on one level what appears to be the primary role of Yushalayim. The primary role of Yushalayim is it is where the Makom HaMikdash was, and that the Makom HaMikdash, which we hope will be rebuilt, that is going to be the center point where you find in Yushalayim. We know from the Mishnayis, the beginning of the first parak of the first parak of Maseches Kelim, that Yushalayim is also viewed as being holier. Yushalayim has unique halachas, was clearly treated on some levels being elevated. Meiser Sheni, I have to eat inside Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has a certain elevated status, a certain elevated Kedusha. But there's an important element to Yerushalayim's Kedusha that I think is very much relevant for us, even in a world in which we're maybe not eating Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, or in a world in which we're not going to Mikdash. But I think it still represents something critically important, even above and beyond just that. What does it mean, ki'ir shechubra layachdav? So, what is being brought together? So, the Gemara Maseches Tainis, Rashi quotes it in his Perush on Tehillim, that the standard approach, at least the way the Bavli works it with it in Tainis, is there are two Yerushalayims. There's a Yerushalayim Shalmata and a Yerushalayim Shalmala. There's Yerushalayim down here and Yerushalayim up there. And v'asid, as Rashi quotes, Yerushalayim Shalmata lihiyos kemosa, and our ultimate dream and our ultimate ambition is that the Yerushalayim Shalmata, this Yerushalayim we have in this world, should look like the ear, Shechubra Layachdav, like the ideal Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim Shalmaila. But there is another pshat, which I think is maybe even a little bit more well-known. If you look in the Eben Ezra tells us the following pshat, Radak also, the Yerushalmi and Baba Kama, we'll speak about in a little bit, understands like this also. Ir shechubra layachdav, listen to Yerushalmi, ir shemichaberes es Yisrael zeh lazeh. Yerushalayim is a city which unifies. Yerushalayim is a city which brings different Jews, and it brings them back. It brings them back together. The Ibn Ezra says, when is this taking place? Ha'yisadom b'shalosh regalim, l'medina sheshchabri leha kol b'noseha misaviv b'eis ha'pachat. That what happens? Shalosh regalim, shalosh pa'amim b'shana. We have a requirement of aliyah l'regal, 3 times in the year, Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, we all come to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim serves in many ways as that great uniter. Yerushalayim in many ways serves as that place which brings different Jews together. Haraya, we all have an obligation to come for the Shalosh Regalim to be in Yerushalayim. Where do you see the achdus of Yerushalayim? So we'll speak about it in three different contexts. One, Rabbi Bednarz wrote a nice article about the unification of Yerushalayim, where some of this is there. Three contexts. One is the Malbim and Shmuel Beis. The Malbim tells us as follows. We know that David HaMelech is the one that begins Yerushalayim as the ear. Yerushalayim is that place. David HaMelech is the one who makes it for the first time really the capital city of Klal Yisrael. Why does David choose Yerushalayim? So the Gemara in Yuma quotes a machlokes, just to give a little bit of background. The Gemara in Yuma quotes a machlokes, did Yerushalayim, wasn't Nischalka l'shvatim or not? Did Yerushalayim, did it actually have, was it owned by a particular shevet? Or maybe no one owned Yerushalayim. It was the joint property of the collective of Klal Yisrael, something along those lines. But no individual ownership at all took place in Yerushalayim. Okay, that leads to Akasha, basically something we spoke about this morning, but not so important for now. Alternatively, it's possible that Yerushalayim was a place that was under the rule of particular Shvatim. Says the Malbim, David's taking over as Melech. And David wants to establish himself as the in the Bira, as being the leader of all of Klal Yisrael. And it happens to be, even if it's not Nischalkel Shvatim, so whose Shvatim are there? It's really from the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin. It's Shaykh L'Shnei Shvatim, Shaykh Shiftei Malchus. We know that that's Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda, David comes from Shevet Yehuda, that's one form of Melech. We know Shaul came from Shevet Binyamin. And what David was trying to do by choosing Yerushalayim was uniting everyone together. Not Yehuda's in charge, but I'm coming in charge and I am the representative of everyone. that we're going to come together in Yerushalayim, which is a little bit of either all the Shvatim have connection to it, or at minimum, the two ruling Shvatim, this is the overlap. And for him to be there, that's one context where it comes up. An additional context where you see the unity of Yerushalayim is a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. And this Rambam is a very important Rambam. Rambam tells us, you know, when there's a Beis Din HaGadol, we know that we live in a world where there's a lot of machlokes about things. Healthy, positive machlokes, for sure, is a lot of it. Machlokesim about what we hold about this shita and that shita. Machlokesim between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Machlokesim between Lubavitch Rebbe and Rav Aaron Cutler. You have different machlokesim that come up all the time. But says the Rambam, Kishai Beis Din HaGadol Kayam Lo Haisa Machlokes Be Yisrael. When Beis Din HaGadol was functioning in Yerushalayim, there was no machlokes. How come? Because Kol Din Shenol Bo Safek L'Echad Mi Yisrael, Shol Le Beis Din Shebi Iro. If you weren't sure of a halacha, I asked my local Beis Din. If they knew, they told you. If not, they would Harei HaShoel, they would go with the Beis Din, they would go to Yerushalayim. And they go up to Yerushalayim, they would go into Har HaBayis, and if they knew, they would tell them. V'yam Lav HaKol Ban Le Beis Din Shal Pesach HaZara. Im Yadu Amr Lahan, V'yam Lav HaKol Ban L'Shkos HaGadol, the Beis Din HaGadol V'Sholim. Hayadavar Shenol Bo Safek L'Chol Yadu Eitzel Beis Din HaGadol, Bein Mi Pi HaKabbalah, Bein Mi Pi HaMida, Shedonu Ba Omrim Miyad. That Beis Din HaGadol, Yerushalayim, was the place where there was unity, not only bringing Klal Yisrael together, it was a place where there was unity in halacha, that if there were shilas that were coming up, that wasn't sure what to do, it's a lot of like the difference of I do this, you do that, and we hold it's mutter, we hold it's aser, so it's true on some level there were always differences, there were different shvatim, but we go to Yerushalayim, and if we were in Yerushalayim, that's where things would become increasingly clear from a halachic perspective. There's one more context where it comes up, so the time that we have, which I think is amazingly fascinating. In the world of Tumah and Tahara, so there are chaverim, not friends. There are people that had a certain status, a certain trustworthy nature. If they said that they were tahor, we could rely upon them as really being tahor. And people that were amaratzim, people that were defined as being more on the ignorant end of things. So they could be wonderful people, but we know in halacha we couldn't always be somech on everything they said. We know that there were often concerns with amaratzim. Are they really do they know what to do entirely? Are they really as on top of things as we would ideally like them to be? And therefore, there was a tumah, like a tumah dirabanan, of a tumas am ha'aretz, that a person who wasn't muchzak as a chaver was a person that we were nervous to rely on such a person. Maybe he's really tameh. The Gemara tells us, it's again chagiga, but the Gemara here, nida, lama gimel and beis, lama dal, lama aleph, elam aravo regal haya, but tumas am ha'aretz beregel, kitahara shavin hu rabanan. Says the Gemara Maseches Nida, an amazing thing. Even though all year long in Am Ha'aretz was Muchzak as having Tumah, in Am Ha'aretz was someone who we thought we can't necessarily rely on as being entirely Tahor. Says the Gemara in Maseches Nida, not on the Shalosh Regalim. On the Shalosh Regalim, Amaratzim, even though we still had that concern, we treated them as if they were really Tahor. And that's part of Kol Yisrael Chaverim, that we were all unified, that even though it meant that we were almost, it seems in certain sense, not as careful about Tumah V'Tahara, part of the Avodah was bringing it all really together. Part of the Avodah was making them like Chaverim. The Maharsha is there in Nida has a beautiful suggestion. He says, it's a stira in Yerushalmi. What does it mean Yerushalayim is ki'ir shechubra layachdav? What does it mean Yerushalayim is ki'ir shechubra layachdav? On the one hand, Yerushalmi says ki'ir shechubra layachdav, ir shemicha beres es Yisrael. It's an ear which brings Kali Yisrael together. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi in Chagiga says, ear shechubra layachdav, it's the ear in which in the Shalosh Regalim, everyone becomes chaverim, everyone's trustworthy. So which is it? It's a year that's chubra layachdav, it unites us? Or it's a year in which we treat everyone, it's a city, sorry, in which we treat everyone as if they're chaverim. As about Chayis, it's the same Yisod. Yerushalayim's the great unifier. Yerushalayim's the great unifier. And how is it the great unifier? It's the great unifier because it's the place where, to bring people together, Shalosh Regalim, we're going to create a reality. It's a city in which, even though normally we're more machmir about issues of Tumah V'Tahara, we'll be more makel here. The Rabbanan said, for this, you can be a little more makel to trust the Amaratzim, to create an experience of Ki'ir Shechubra Layachta. That for Yerushalayim to be Yerushalayim, it isn't only the place of Eretz Yisrael, it's not only a place which was Lo Nischakel Shvatim, isn't only a place where David shows because it can bring Klal Yisrael together. It's not only a place where the Rambam tells us Yerushalayim is the source. If we have questions in halacha, that's where we go and that's where we gain real insight. That's where things become very, very clear. It's also the place where we try to create an environment and a culture where people can be trusted and where we can be together. I don't have to be so nervous. Can I rely on him? Can I not rely on him for issues of Tumatara, for issues of Tumatara and the like? Shaftan Bikveyatzon points out that there are two dinim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, on the one hand, has elements of Kedushas HaMikdash. It's there, Yerushalayim. On the other hand, Yerushalayim is also the Ir Habira. Yerushalayim is also the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It isn't only that it's there because of Mikdash, it also serves this role. In many ways, the way we would say it, the Ir Shechur B'Layachta. It's a city in many ways which tries to bring people together. And when you bring people together in this kind of a way, so then Yerushalayim is able to achieve what it's able to achieve. And if we appreciate Yerushalayim well, there's a lot to be said for that. I want to issue one or two qualifications on this, and then be able to speak, and we'll see, hopefully, about one additional point. Two qualifications, I would say, the first as follows. It's always important to define what unity is and what unity isn't. We speak about this from time to time, unity and uniformity are not the same thing. We speak about Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav, and we speak about being able to bring people together. We are not speaking about a Klal Yisrael, which is entirely where everyone's the exact same. That's not what we're interested in. There are still different Shvatim. Yerushalayim, think about it this way, is on the one hand the city of Ir Shechubra LaYachdav, at least the way I view it, is also the city in which the differences between Jews is most highlighted. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Where is it more apparent than in Yerushalayim? Who's doing the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash? Who's not doing the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash? Who's singing? Who's guarding? Who's doing these different things? Yerushalayim, you could hang out here in Shalvim, and who's the Kohen who's not? Okay, there's a Birkas Kohenim in the morning. We don't even look at the Kohenim when he goes up. He gets an Aliyah Monday, Thursday. Vicky Dashto, we give him a little bit here, a little bit there. But when you're in Yerushalayim, it is in your face. Kohen Levi Yisrael. It's what you see all over the place in Yerushalayim. The Kohanim are doing the Avodah. The Leviim are supporting it. The Yisrael sitting there like that. It can be Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav. It does not mean that Yerushalayim is a place where all Jews are exactly equal. It can be Achdus with a Kohen Levi Yisrael. It can be Achdus with some of those distinctions. And those distinctions, especially in Yerushalayim, are so important to highlight. Because part of what it does, it affords us the ability to develop a certain kind of connection. I heard a beautiful vort related to Shavuos a couple of years ago that I think is very powerful. It switched things away, and I think gives maybe more insight into Yerushalayim. Many of us know that Rashi tells us, this is an awesome Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'har, that Bnei Yisrael were sitting before Har Sinai, and what happens? Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's said in Lashon Yachid, in the singular, Vayichan Sham Yisrael. The Jews were there as one. Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It is often said over, they're right before Matan Torah, it is often said over, Ki'ir, that was the prerequisite for Matan Torah. If you have Achdus, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, so now we're ready for Matan Torah. Now we're ready for Mekabel Torah, and that's definitely right. But maybe it can go in the other direction also. Maybe it can go in the other direction. How's it go? I think I heard from Moshe Harrigan. How's it go in the other direction? When you're standing before Har Sinai, when you're standing right before our Sarah's episode given over, all the petty fighting doesn't make sense anymore. When you're in the presence of something so big, like Maimon Har Sinai, I'm not going to fight with you about small things here and small things there. By definition, it's going to create a Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. It wasn't the prerequisite for Matan Torah. Matan Torah caused the Achdus. Because when you're somewhere big, when you're somewhere where you feel Shechina, I don't get caught up in the normal things that create division. I don't focus on that so much. I think that part of the Achdus that Yerushalayim creates as the Ir Shechubra LaYachdav, it does not erase distinctions at all. What Yerushalayim does do is that when you come to Yerushalayim and you're sitting in Makom HaMikdash, so those divisions don't matter anymore. We're all playing on the same team. Those divisions are no longer as significant because we're not fighting me against. How can I do that? The Shekhinah is right here. We learned in the beginning of the year the Rambam's description of Yerushalayim, of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, HaShekhinah Eina Betela La'olam. When you're standing there in the presence of Shekhinah, which is still there, how could it be that there are distinctions? How could it be that there are those differences? So in many ways, it's in the presence of something big. It's in the presence of something big where the Achdus becomes a little bit more simple, because it's really very, very clear. It's really very, very clear. So we spoke about Yerushalayim as the Ir Shechubra LaYachdav. For the Bavli and Tainis, it's the Yerushalayim Shalmati, Yerushalayim Shalmala. But for the Yerushalmi and for some of the Mefarshim and Tehillim, it's about Yerushalayim being a city of unification. It brings us together as people. It's supposed to represent, it's supposed to bring them. We have this chus on Sunday, but as Hashem, to daven with the other Hezri Yeshivas, which is an attempt at bringing a certain kind of achdus, which is there, and we should be zocha to be able to do it.